I'm Anthony Morgan with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, August 29. Coming up, Public Safety and Traffic Management Branch launched. Cabinet approves land purchase for new Crossroads Tax Office, and government acquires land for Port Royal development. The news in detail after the break.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Motorized Patrol Division and Traffic and Highway Patrol Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force have merged to form the Public Safety and Traffic Management Branch. Andrew James Sawyers filed this report.
The newly formed Public Safety and Traffic Management Branch will be placing major emphasis on restoring order and public safety through enforcement in public spaces with the use of non-lethal weapons such as handcuffs, batons, and pepper spray. The branch, launched earlier today at the JCF's Harmon Barracks facility, will be located at the Ellison Road Police Complex in Kingston. It is made up of 3 units: Traffic Enforcement, Highway and Safety, and Public Safety.
This unit will work to create this reality through the overall improvement of public safety through strategic deployment of their police assets, a reduction in response time to demands for police service, especially in road accidents and domestic disputes. The build-out of Jamaica Air Crossroads Road Network, it will reduce crime and disorder with terrain-ready equipment, as well as targeted and sustained social intervention strategies.
Minister of National Security, Dr. Horace Chang. I'm Anjui James Sawyers, reporting for JIS News.
In the meantime, Minister of National Security, Dr. Horace Chang, says the Public Safety and Traffic Management Branch will have primary responsibility for public safety in town centres and major roadways, starting with the Kingston Metropolitan Region.
They're going out this week to get a feel of what's happening out there. We have many challenges in the corporate area because not only back to school and the current need to bring our infrastructure up to higher level, but in the development of these intersections and roadways, the construction does pose a serious challenge to the movement of our commuters, and we expect this branch to work with the NAA and will have a positive impact.
Dr. Chang was speaking at the launch of the newly formed Public Safety and Traffic Management Branch. Dr. Chang adds that special attention will be given to St. Catherine, St. James and major resort areas for the initial rollout of the new branch. The Crossroads Tax Office in Kingston is to be relocated to a more permanent location. This as approval has been granted to acquire land to construct a new building for the agency. Minister of Information, Senator Royal Reed, made a disclosure this morning at a post-cabinet press briefing.
Cabinet has given approval for the purchase of land at a cost of $229 million located on the grounds of the Natal Memorial Hospital for the construction of a building to house the Crossroads Tax Office and other TAJ offices.
The Crossroads Tax Office was relocated in February 2016 as part of efforts by Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, to re-engineer its operations, improve service and increase efficiency. The office was moved to the H.I. Enriquez building on Old Hope Road in Kingston and currently occupies 3 floors, providing additional space to accommodate customers and staff. And plans for the redevelopment of Port Royal are now one step further with the acquisition of lands from Morgan's Harbour Limited. Cabinet has approved the acquisition of 9 acres of land earmarked for expansion and improvement by the Port Authority of Jamaica and the Urban Development Corporation.
These acres fall on lots 96 and 127, part of Port Royal known as Redland and Greenland, old coaling station wharf in the parish of Kingston. This will be undertaken by the National Land Agency, utilizing the provisions of the Land Acquisition Act, and community consultations have been ongoing in respect of this proposed development.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Royal Reed. Earlier this year, Cabinet approved the building of a cruise shipping terminal in a bid to restore the location as a port of call. That was JIS News. I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.